IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah helping me as guest speakers in the program, criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, it's a pleasure.
You're welcome, pleasure is always ours. Well, before me asking you questions regarding a part of the movie, let's take a listen to a short part of the movie, June, producing 2021, and then we'll be back with this critique. Don't go away. Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. Well, we are criticizing the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And there is this part, Sayyid Abdullah, you know, Paul's mother, Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever she's in trouble, she says, like, she chants a few words or a phrase or an expression, if you will.
Yeah.
Fear is the mind killer. I must not fear. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. What's fear, first of all, Sayyid Abdullah, you know? And, you know, I mean, what is she afraid of, basically? And why do they chant it like a spell whenever they go into trouble?
Okay, so when you talk about fear, fear is just basically it's the uncertainty of what's going to happen next. When you are uncertain of what's going to happen, that's what gives you fear. So they constantly...
But there are lots of things that we don't know anything about, especially when it comes to future events. Future holds in store lots of other things which are strange to us. And
if you look at
another world.
Say, for example, if you talk about the future itself and what's going to happen, it creates a sense of fear, but at a very minimum level.
You mean it's relative?
It's very relative. But if you, for example, if I am in a situation, for example, if we are in a spaceship or when we're in a plane and things are going wrong,
right,
then fear sinks in because I put in my mind the chances of us falling down and crashing is very high.
I see.
So my level of fear just jumps high. So even when you go in a plane normally, like there's a sense of fear that things might go wrong, and you kind of have that fear in the back of your head, but it just sits there quietly. As the turbulence has to happen, that fear jumps. And if things go really wrong, then that fear takes over. So
you're talking about adrenaline going high, right?
No. Like I'm talking about the plane itself. Like when you go through turbulence, you know,
right?
People start to get scared and stuff like that. So that's what fear is. So fear is basically the unknown of what's to come next. Now, it could, like I said, if it's far away, that is very relative, it becomes very less. If it's very close, very near, then that fear becomes a lot higher. So just that uncertainty of what's going to happen, create that sense of fear. Once a person becomes in a sense of fear, we, as a human beings, we've been programmed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that when we fall in a sense of fear and a sense of unknown, we kind of want to attach ourselves to something that gives us hope. You know, a hadith from Imam Sadiq al-Salam, when this atheist came to him and says to him, "Prove to me that God exists." The Imam says to him, "Have you been in a ship? Did the ship try to sink? This and that?" The man said, yes. He said, "Okay, at the moment before you drowned, did your heart wanted to cling to something? He says, mm-hmm. yeah, I felt like I want, you know, I wanted something, someone to help me. It's like, that's God.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, when we face fear, we want to attach ourselves to something that gives us a bit of hope, it gives us a bit of comfort. And this lady's, Paul's mother, she says, okay, we are in a situation where we could be killed. We can die at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
This guy could, as the emperor could kill us. This army could kill us. The desert could kill us. So there are a lot of dangers.
Right.
So fear is sinking in. So in order for her to get over fear is to attach herself to something else. Mm-hmm. And then start to chant that chanting that you just read, which mm-hmm. means that yeah. it's a form of prayer at the end of the day.
Yeah, true indeed.
But she's stating the obvious,
mm-hmm.
which is fear. By the end of the day, she's just trying to say that, you know, I have to pray to something that can save me from this fear, can yes. save me from the situation they're in. So it's just a natural human experience that we all
go through. Or reaction to dangerous or unknown, for example, yeah. events that's going to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, so anything dangerous, anything unknown, anything uncertain that create a sense of fear. So for example, if you sometimes you're in your house, when you sleep and you're alone in the house, and if the room is dark, you start to get scared. Then you yeah. have that fear of something could happen,
yeah.
like a genie could pop up, or right. a jinn, or right. a ghost.
Right.
Even though there's not such a thing, but the mind creates it. So you try to say to yourself, convince yourself, like, fear is this, fear is that, fear is not real. Don't put yourself into fear. Fear will kill this. Will fear. So you're trying to comfort yourself.
Yes, exactly.
You know what? To me, it seemed more of an inculcation. It seemed like she was saying that in order to control her thoughts. From the time she had brought that boy, mm. she has taught him to do this as well. When yes. the witch came to the woman veiled came to her place, then she also was telling those words behind the door
exactly.
in the fear of something might happen to her son.
Right.
So I think it was the thing that she used as a meditation to control her thoughts in order for nothing to get underneath her skin
yes.
or to bother her, deviate her thoughts from what she's doing, because they were some special sort of creatures.
Exactly.
They have worked so much on their thoughts and they were so strong. So I think that was the reason.
Exactly.
Another reason.
Yeah, so she's trying to comfort herself at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, trying
and
to seek comfort.
This is what, you know, Muslims are taught sometimes to, you know, chant some remembrances, some phrases, in fact, when it comes to trouble, you know.
So
when
fear is a part of a human nature.
Exactly.
Whether you're a normal human being, an imam, or a prophet.
Yeah, even psychologists.
So even
but
when
she wasn't mentioning
idea,
any specific person or deity or anything like
she
that.
She wasn't, but she was saying it in a way where it's like it's in a poetic form,
mm-hmm.
which means it's not just her.
To comfort her.
It's like, okay, keep calm. You know, sometimes when you get like, you tell yourself, keep calm, relax, it's nothing, mm-hmm. it's nothing. But she was doing it in a way where it's poetic, meaning that it's a form of supplication. But she's not doing it to God, she's doing it to herself. So it's like in a form of atheism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yes.
So like I said, when it comes to fear, even like we have Salatul Ayat, right?
Yes,
so the prophet says it's
true
the moon
yeah.
and the eclipse and solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. If it happens, wind and red wind, these causes fear to man.
Yeah.
Even the natural thing, they're not going to harm me in any way.
Yeah, natural disasters.
But
yeah.
it's a sense of, create a sense of fear that something
right.
could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So this is go pray Salatul Ayat. Go to God, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have that sense of relaxation, that sense of calmness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what she was trying to do, is keep herself calm. Like I said, she wasn't praying to a deity, but she was praying to herself.
Yeah, and even psychologists, mind you, they always say that you know a certain amount of fear is somehow necessary for a human
required.
Being.
Required.
Yes, to keep them alive, to actually for them to survive, you
exactly.
know, the dangers.
Exactly. So we say
right.
there's a balance. So bravery itself, mm-hmm. if you go extreme, it becomes,
extremity.
Becomes foolish. Foolishness.
Yeah.
If it goes below, it becomes cowardice.
Right.
So
exactly.
the sense of fear, it keeps
balance.
It keeps it balanced.
Yeah.
So you need to have that balance.
Yeah.
So even like we have sayings from the imams that say, oh, we got scared of this, we got scared of that. Even Allah in the Quran, when he talks about Musa, he says he left his family khaifan yataraqa.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a state of fear.
Right.
That Fir'aun could kill him.
Yeah, too
so,
much of
yeah.
everything is always bad. Like
obviously.
When you go to the
you can't
extreme,
go to extremity,
like,
you can't go below.
Like we have phobia, for example, people who are suffering from different kinds of
phobia,
phobias, right?
Yeah.
So that's always a negative thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a listen to another part of this movie, or a trailer of the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And then we'll be back. Don't go away.
My planet Arrakis is so beautiful when the sun is low. Rolling over the sands, you can see spice in the air. The outsiders ravage our lands in front of our eyes. Their cruelty to my people is all I've known. What's to become of our world?
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie June, produced in 2021, directed by Denis Villeneuve. This is Muhammad Jawad hosting, and my guest speaker in the studio, Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. Well, you know, Sister Asma, well, we are having a major character in this movie, Paul, right? Mm-hmm. And Paul is such a kind of controversial figure if you, you know, look at the history of Christianity, and if you study the happenings and the events that happened in early Christianity, we see Paul, you know, coming from atheism to the Christian faith. Is that a coincidence to call or to have Paul, this name, you know, as a kind of controversial figure somehow, you know, in this movie?
Well, I would say nothing happens by coincidence, and everything has got a reason, specifically if there's a writing, if there is such a great book behind that.
Right.
So the writer thinks before they write anything. I would say that in order to make it more like the otherworldly sort of a thing, or right, like the thing that when we talk about the Savior, we expect him to have a religion or to be sort of a person who is related to divinity. So they have done this, because when you're talking of a Savior, then that Savior has to be related to a God, to a higher power, to an almighty. Then perhaps that's the reason why he doesn't have to be, he couldn't be actually an atheist, because all the people are telling him lisan al-ghayb, or the things that all related to divinity. So he couldn't be an atheist. He must have a religion and be related to it and act accordingly.
But sometimes in some parts of the movie, he refers to what people call him as the lisan al-ghayb as superstitious.
Mm. You know, he
somehow
so.
Shows his true colors there.
Yes, because as the brother said earlier, it is sort of paradoxical, you know. They're showing him that he is the Savior, and when they bring that name Mahdi into the movie, mm-hmm. it's clear that they're talking about the Savior who is already divine, a
right.
divine Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Savior. But then this Savior is paradoxical. Sometimes he is like the way they have told us. And sometimes the other way, he stands in front of all those things and call it, and calls it superstition. But actually, it is because he was not so into that idea of being the Savior.
Right, Sayyid Abdullah. Does Mahdi go by different names?
He does.
Do we have it in the tradition?
He does. I mean, in our tradition, Islamic tradition, he has, I don't know, over 100 names. Even there was a certain time where the imams, they put a ban on naming him, because we know his name is Muhammad ibn Hassan, right? Mm-hmm. So the imam said, you're not allowed to say his name by his name.
Right.
So you need to refer to him by something else. So you refer to him al-Mahdi, al-Qa'im, this and that. So we have about, I don't know, over 100 titles for him.
Yeah.
So all these titles, names for the imam. So this is from an Islamic perspective. From, like I said, from other religions, they also call him different names, like the Messiah, for example, or the Messiah. Or like, you know, like each religion, they would have their own name
right.
for this personality.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah and Sister Asma. Thank you for listening to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. And hopefully we are going to end the critique of this movie, June, in the next episode, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.